Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love.
Not gonna lie, I've never heard this song in my entire life.
Well, then you know I haven't heard it.
It is a very important day. If you're an animal lover like I am, if you are looking to get yourself a dog, the people at KC Pet Project are going to need your help today. It is $10 Tuesday, and if you don't know what that is, you can adopt a dog for 10 bucks today. And joining us in studio right now is the CEO of the KC Pet Project. We welcome in Teresa Johnson. Thank you so much for being here. We know it's a very busy day for you. How did we get to the point?
Hold on a second. Who'd you bring?
Oh, my bad.
Talk
my,
about who
my,
you brought.
My bad. Where's
we're going to show it on Facebook Live here.
Yeah, where is she?
And I brought Marina.
Over here. She likes the windows.
Marina's adorable.
Is hanging out by the windows quite a bit.
I want to take Marina home. I can't.
She's being very well behaved. So what kind of dog is she?
She is American Pit Bull mix, I'd say.
Okay.
Well, she's not allowed at my house. I live in Overland Park.
And if you're following us on Facebook Live, Chris Miners has got the camera now.
Screw the interview. Just highlight
the
dog.
She's like,
what is that?
She is adorable. Is she up for adoption?
She is up for adoption, yes.
Oh, my goodness. How do we get to this point where you guys are doing a blitz of $10 adoptions?
We have taken in nearly 250 new animals in just the past week. So we are at capacity and really need help. We've had a lot of animals come in from animal control. Unfortunately, a lot of people lose their dogs and don't come look for them. And then, you know, they don't realize they're at the shelter, so they're placed up for adoption. A lot of citizens are finding stray animals. You know, it's warmer now. A lot of dogs are getting out of yards, running loose. And so they're getting picked up and brought to us.
What is your normal capacity and what are you at?
Well, right now we have more than 400 dogs at our shelter. Oh. So that is more than we would want.
That's a good way to put it.
I would say it's pretty critical right now. We're really needing the public to step up and help us. If you're looking for a pet, now is the time, and no better time than today.
If people are listening and they're at work or whatever, where can they go if they want to, when they get off work or whatever, where can they go to make all of this happen? And also, somebody is sitting there in their car thinking this, $10 sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, it really is $10. That includes the spay-neuter surgery, a microchip, deworming, all the vaccinations, everything you need. All you need to do is buy a city license if you live in Kansas City, Missouri. Otherwise, you know, $10 and you have a brand new best friend.
Unbelievable. All ages? I mean, are we talking about older dogs? I mean, what are we looking at?
We have every size, every age, you know, basically every breed, you name it, we have it. So we have three different adoption centers to choose from. So our main shelter is on Raytown Road down by the stadiums. We have an adoption center at Zona Rosa up north, and we have an adoption center at the Petco at 95th and Quivira.
Wicket, close your ears for a second. Oh. But people are asking, I'm getting a lot of questions about cats on our text line. Somebody asked, is there a $10 day for cats? Do they have cats too? What's the need for cats?
Oh, we have cats. Yes, we do. So we have not seen the influx of cats that we have dogs recently, but certainly kitten season is upon us, and we're going to be seeing a lot of cats and kittens coming in. We always need homes for cats. We have, 300 and something cats at least in our system currently. So we have all of those adoption centers, plus all of the Petco stores across the metro have cat habitats. And so we have cats available for adoption in those locations as well. And the Whiskers Cat Cafe, too.
But the $10 deal for today does not apply to cats, correct?
It really is for dogs today, okay. But we always have specials for cats. If someone comes today and they really want to adopt a cat, I'll make them a deal.
What is
kit?
Oh,
there you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. Today,
she's wheeling and dealing.
It's deals for everyone.
Talk to me about what is kitten season?
Kitten season is when we see all of the cats starting to have kittens. And so we see a huge influx of kittens in spring and throughout summer. So the three summer months, we will take in 1,000 new animals every 30 days.
Whoa!
So it can be a large influx of animals that come in over the summer. And it really starts with cats early in the season.
Why is it that time of year? Is that just when they get
it's
a little
when
more frisky?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they're out and about. You know, it's not freezing weather anymore. And so we see a lot of cats that are outside that have not been spayed or neutered. And they start having kittens.
They're out having drinks by the pool. One thing leads to another. And then there's a litter. And
some frisky cats.
Yeah, it all makes sense. Why the one-day blitz? Why didn't you guys wait till this weekend?
So we have really struggled. We've been really full the last few days, and we've gotten to the point where it really is critical. We could not wait till the weekend. This is urgent today, and so that's why today we're doing $10 Tuesday for all dogs.
All dogs, $10, three locations at the Casey Pet Project, caseypetproject.org. You said you reached out to Patrick Mahomes and got a little bit of love. I mean, he's gold in this town.
Well, we did see that Patrick Mahomes retweeted our post last night, which I know helped a lot.
That's always big. When you can get the finger of Patrick Mahomes involved.
We appreciate that. Absolutely.
A lot of people are asking me about if you can see the pictures online of the pets that are up for adoption and make some decisions before you head to the shelter.
Yes. So you can see all our available dogs and cats online on our website. That's kcpetproject.org. Or we also have an app, a free app that you can download that has all the pictures of available dogs and cats. And so that's iPhone or Android, either one.
Someone wants to know, any Finnish Spitz or English Bulldogs?
I don't know that we have those in our system today. If we don't, we do get those dogs in. So we have a pet alert system. You can go on our website, fill out a request, and when one of those dogs comes in, you will automatically get an email saying that that dog has arrived and you can come see it.
I'm looking at your website right now because you can see, I mean, you guys have all of them up there. They're all listed by name alphabetically, which means I feel bad for the ones whose names start with W because, I want 10 of the G's and I want Dutch and I want Dexter and I want Coco. I'm seeing a lot of pit bulls on here. Why is pit bull so prevalent at Casey Pet Project?
I think it's a really popular breed in Kansas City. And so although there are, unfortunately, still some cities around that have breed bans.
Didn't Liberty just lift theirs?
They did.
Liberty
in the last
did,
election.
Yes. Yeah. And we've already had adopters coming in, adopting dogs from us, from Liberty. So we're really excited about that. But yes, I think it's a really popular breed. And we have a lot of mixes. You know, Pitbull isn't really a type of dog. It's there's a lot of different breeds that make up what we call Pitbull. So any blocky-headed dog, we call it blocky-headed dog.
Is that what you just called it?
We consider that, we say it's a Pitbull mix.
If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can see Marina, and she is a Pitbull, and she has a blocky head,
she
for
sure.
She
likes the sunshine by the window. She keeps hanging out over in the sun, warm.
I'm on the other side. I wanted to play with the dog. The dog wants nothing to do with me. That's all right.
It's because she already knows that you can't take her home. She already heard that.
She's trying to warm up to you.
And so, no, she's really not, actually. She's just kind of like, she comes over every so often and sniffs around a little bit and investigates and then moves on.
What should pet owners do before they come down? Because, I mean, some people sometimes might be on the fence. Maybe they have a dog already. What are some things that owners should do or potential owners should do?
Well, I do think you should think about what you're looking for. So what is your lifestyle like? Do you just want a dog that'll lay on the couch with you and watch TV?
Yes.
Or do you run? Do you want a dog that would be a running buddy for you? Or do you have a really active home?
No, he really doesn't need a running buddy.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I want a big fat dog to lay next to me and eat chips.
I like those senior slow-moving dogs myself. So, yeah, we have every dog for every lifestyle, really. So just think about what your home is like, whether you have other pets, so whether you have cats, kids, other dogs, we can match you with the right dog. So we know a lot about the dogs that come in. We work with them every day. Our staff and volunteers take them outside and walk them. We have play groups at our shelter, so a lot of dogs play with other dogs. So we know a little bit about how they would do in your home.
I have to imagine taking out 400 dogs or even 200 dogs. I don't know what your staff is like at each of these three locations. That's got to take, like, as soon as the first dog goes, you know, you're done with the last dog, the first dog has to go back out.
Yeah, so we start at 6 a.m. every morning. Oh. So it's a long day. So we are always looking for more volunteers. So say you cannot adopt another dog or cat. How about volunteering?
Are you looking at me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we always need people to come and help volunteer. So that's playing with cats. That's walking dogs. That's helping with play groups. That's doing anything and everything at the shelter.
Talking with KC Pet Project CEO Teresa Johnson. Today is $10 Tuesday. All dogs, spayed, neutered, chipped, they're all 10 bucks. Three locations. You can get more info at kcpetproject.org. Jamie's now hanging out with Marina, the pit bull that we've been brought in.
I was getting the eyes, man. If you're watching on Facebook Live, I got a friend.
See?
I got a friend.
How old is Marina?
She is 4, and we found her at the zoo.
What?
So, yes. So a citizen found her at the zoo and brought her to us. So she's a great example of a dog that was clearly owned. She's super friendly. She has had puppies at some point and then was running loose. No microchip, no identification. And so no one came looking for her. And so she is a wonderful dog. I'd love to find her a home today.
Oh, it would be wonderful. Is this? Am I looking at a dog here named Ophelia, who only has three legs?
Yes, and she is a marvelous dog. She's in a foster home.
Oh, good, good, good. Somebody said on the text line, why is it 10 bucks now? What is it normally? What are your normal prices, and how big of a discount is this for potential owners?
It's a huge discount. The average adoption fee can be anywhere from $75 to $250 for puppies. So it just depends. The average adoption fee, I'd say, is around $100 to $150.
So today for 10 bucks.
And today it's 10. Yes. Yeah.
That is. Yeah. Go buy three of them. It's discount day. It's $10 Tuesday at KC Pet Project. Teresa, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for bringing Marina, even though she wanted nothing to do with me. Fine, Marina.
Who knew I was the dog whisperer between the two of us?
Whatever, Marina.
You know?
Actually, now the dog's going to follow Chris Rangers out of here.
Well, he's got to go hanging out with the camera. No, we got to get the dogs in studio.
Oh, my goodness. Do we have any dog? Do we have any TREATs around here? Hi. She's trying to follow
Wicket's
Chris.
Wicket's nice, too.
Yeah, it's fine.
Look, it's nice. You can come back over here.
Whatever, Marina.
It's okay.
See how it is. $10 Tuesday. Okay. All dogs, 10 bucks. You can see them all online at kcpetproject.org. And you've got until, what time do you guys close down today?
We're open till 7 o'clock at two of our adoption centers, 6 o'clock at our main shelter. We will stay tonight until everyone who's there finds a dog.
It's like when you go to a car dealership and you're like, the sales guy's busy, but I really still want to buy that new car. Same thing. If you want to adopt Zion or Tammy or Star or Anya or you want to do any of these, they will wait for you. KCPetProject.org. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Teresa Johnson, the CEO of KC Pet Project. Get more info again on Twitter at KCPetProject or KCPetProject.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.